You know the biggest problem most people have with finding a church to belong to? Finding one that really meets their needs. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I really enjoy going out for a good cup of coffee. And there are several cafes near my place, but the one with the best coffee, it's always crowded and noisy. And the one with more room, they have bad service. And the one with the best service, it has mediocre food. There's always something to complain about, isn't there? We have this idea that the coffee experience should be absolutely perfect. In other words, it should precisely fit my needs, my wants, and my desires. I wonder whether that isn't the way that we approach this thing called church, always looking for perfection. And yet, in explaining church, Jesus paints the picture of a farmer who just planted a field full of wheat. Have a listen. Matthew chapter 13, verses 25 to 29. But that night, while everyone was asleep, the man's enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, and then he left. Later, the wheat grew and the heads of grain grew on the plants. But at the same time, the weeds also grew. Then the man's servants came out and said to him, "You planted good seed in your field. Where did the weeds come from?" The man answered, "An enemy planted some weeds." The servants asked, "Do you want us to go and pull out the weeds?" He answered, "No, because when you pull up the weeds, you might also pull up the wheat. Let the weeds and the wheat grow together until harvest time. At the harvest time, I'll tell the workers this: first gather the weeds and tie them up together to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." Bottom line, church was never meant to be perfect. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The whole point of church is for a bunch of imperfect people to get together in close proximity and to learn to love one another. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love, as it turns out, changes everything. And that's what our latest life application booklet, The Power of Love, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.